Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board votes to change the collection development policy. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Public Library Board held a special meeting last week to take public comment, discuss, and vote on the proposed changes to the library collection development policy. The meeting began with over an hour of public comment on the hot issue, with most comments being similar to those which have been expressed to the board over the past almost 2 years. Board member Chuck Butler started off the discussion by suggesting a change to the book challenge process to require the board to read any book that has been put up for the appeal process. Member Charlie Anderson agreed and wanted to add to that policy that the person making the appeal must have read the book as well. He said with the numerous appeals that were made last year, he felt some of the appeals were unclear as to if the person had even read the book. The board agreed and the additions were voted into the policy. Director Terry Leslie expressed her concern over the proposed changes to the collection development policy, particularly about the possible violations of the First Amendment. Quote, I am fearful that I am being put in this position here where there are places in this policy that would conflict with the First Amendment. That puts me in a difficult situation, said Leslie. I do feel caught between this policy and the reality of the First Amendment. Chairwoman Sage Bear asked each of the board members to make a statement about their reasoning prior to voting. Board member Charlie Anderson, as a part of his statement, said he believed the Child Internet Protection Act should not be in the policy because it doesn't apply to books, just to the internet. Bear said she disagreed with him and cited opinions from the lawyers she had consulted with from Liberty Counsel out of Florida. Quote, the lawyers who wrote this believe it does apply and can be used as a precedent and needs to be left in there, said Bear. Anderson made a motion to remove the language, but it failed to receive a second. During her statement, board member Darcy Lyons said it was an extremely difficult decision for her. She expressed her serious concerns about the direction the American Library Association is headed, but quote, I cannot get past the idea of saying you cannot read this book because I think we have the right to read whatever we want, said Lyons. One board member who spoke in favor of the policy changes, Chelsea Collier, said, quote, this policy will give a boundary to the cultural changes being pushed by our media to change our nation into a sex-driven culture. Chairwoman Bear concluded the board comment period prior to voting by saying, quote, in my opinion, this boils down to two basic things. One side of the issue is many people believe it is the right of anyone at any age to have access to all materials. To suggest otherwise is an infringement on freedom of speech. On the other side, it can be argued and has been argued by a Supreme Court justice that society has a duty to protect children. Bear continued stating, quote, we as a library have a right to decide what we want to purchase for our library collection. The meeting concluded with the vote to adopt the changes to the policy with a vote of 3-2. Members Charlie Anderson and Darcy Lyons both voted against the changes. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.